News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, you may have heard us talk several times about our team members on this show. And if you want to be an advertiser on Right Side Radio, just know that it's a little different than just calling the station. You got to actually contact Right Side. We advertise. Our folks jump on through us. And so you just got to know that that's the way we work here. And we would love to have you consider being a part of our team. And so that being said, we got some great advertisers. And one of the things that we've done, by the way, is we've gone to the Right Side radio.org website, and we've got folks now who all of our sponsors are on there, and they literally have a hot link, if you will. It has a picture of their logo and a hot link to their personal websites or Facebook pages. And so if you forget like how to get in touch with them because you heard me talk about them on the air and you're like, how did I get hold of Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning? Well, you can go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and you'll see an image of Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning logo. Click on it, goes right to their Facebook page. It'll tell you more about it. Speaking of which, that is one of our newest team members. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Huntsville, Madison, and all the surrounding areas. I mean, literally, Vandy's is so cool. They're like your one-stop shop for all your HVAC repairs, gas or electric. And here's the deal. They are open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. So I'm saying, like, if the heat goes out Friday night, you can have somebody there on Saturday. And the guys at Vandy's, they're not going to upsell you on things you don't need. In fact, here's the deal. They'll come out and give you a free estimate, and they won't try to upsell you in the process. Vandy's is an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. James Vandergriff, the guy that owns Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, he himself is a veteran of Afghanistan, and I appreciate that. And after serving his country in the military, he's now serving his community with quality care and service for all of your HVAC needs. So call him today. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. 7311. Tell him you heard it on Right Side Radio. Yeah. All right. And we got a number of other team members. Now, listen, coming up at the bottom of the hour here, we're about to move to a break. I took a longer shot there with Senator Orr to talk about the session. But coming up now at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be giving away some T-shirts. Soften that music a second there, Copper. We're going to be giving away some T-shirts to celebrate the fact that we just hit 20,000 downloads on our podcasted version of the show. That's right. So 866-494-9866, you want to get a Right Side Ruffian T-shirt, you want one that says solid conservative and just plain right, we got them. We're giving them away. Some of them have limited capabilities and sizes. Copper will take care of that with you. Call in, tell me you're a Right Side Ruffian, 866-494-9866. I got T-shirts. We're giving them away. Phil Williams, we'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, we are going to the phones, so all five of the lines are busy. 866-494-9866, 866-494-9866. We are celebrating the fact that we just had 20,000 downloads on the podcasted version of our show. And I'm saying if you call in, 866-494-9866, tell me you're a Right Side Ruffian. We're giving out T-shirts to celebrate because y'all are the reason why. And I'm starting with line five. Oh, it's Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, bud?
Doing good, Phil.
You are a Right Side Ruffian.
Hoosier Ruffians for you. I need some advertisement to get you some more following up there.
That's right. Wear that T-shirt proudly up there in Indiana, my brother. You doing all right today?
Exactly. I'm doing real good. Doing better than I was last Thursday when I got stuck in Nashville going home.
Oh, boy. Yep. You're on the road a lot, I know. Just be careful, my friend. And thank you for being a regular part of the show. We're going to have to put you on paid staff sometime soon. I mean,
but, hey, I'm up for that.
All right, listen, don't hang up. Stay on the line, and we'll get that contact information from you so we can mail you one of those shirts. All right, Copper will take care of you there. In the meantime, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you calling in. You are a Right Side Ruffian. Go to line four, Copper, Dwight from Russellville. Hey, Dwight, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you?
Hey, Phil, just wanted you to know that there's a bunch of us over that side, Rough Ends over here in Russellville, and sometimes we even get together and have a listening party.
Man, I'm loving that, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate what you do.
I appreciate
you. I had one of those funny-looking green hats way back in that nasty little jungle war.
Oh, man.
And we appreciate what you do, man.
Well,
you
thank you.
You make us feel appreciated.
Well, you are appreciated, my friend. Dwight, thank you for your service, and thank you for what you've done for our country.
You guys were worth it.
Well, thank you, Dwight.
We didn't do it for us.
No, and that's exactly the way it works, and I appreciate you, my friend. Listen, thank you.
Welcome
home.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep. Hang on the line. Copper's going to get all your contact information so we can mail you a shirt. Thank you, Dwight. Appreciate what you do. Copper, that was Dwight in Russellville. You get his information. In the meantime, patch me through to line three. Let me see what's going on with Devin and Hazel Green. Did we lose Devin? Copper, grab the mic and tell me.
Yep, we lost him.
Oh, shoot. Okay, we lost Devin, so move me to Mark and Owens Crossroads on line two. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on right side. How you doing today? Oh, shoot. Did we lose Mark? Copper, grab the mic and just tell me.
He's on the line. He should be.
Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on right side. How you doing today?
Can you hear me now, Phil?
I can get you now. Yes, sir.
Right side ruffian Mark here.
Outstanding. Out there in Owens Crossroads. We appreciate it very much. Mark, thanks for being a listener. How's your day going so far?
It's going great, and happy 20,000 to you, sir.
We appreciate that. Thank you. It's folks like you that make it happen. So, Mark, hang on the line, man. Give Copper all your mailing information. We'll get you a shirt, all right?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right. Copper, you grab Mark and just patch me through, if you will, to Rick on line one. Hey, Rick, Phil Williams on right side. How you doing over there in Decatur?
Roger, how are you, rough side?
I am doing good over here on the rough side. Are you a right side ruffian?
Yes, sir. Definite right side ruffian.
Well, I appreciate that, and we got a lot of listeners in Decatur, and appreciate you being a part of it. You having a good day so far?
Yes, sir. You make my day better every day. Listen to you every afternoon.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, Rick, you're part of what makes the show great, so thank you very much, and you hang on the line. Copper's going to get all your mailing information from you, and we'll get you a shirt here shortly, all right?
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, folks, listen, we've got a great audience, and we got time for some more calls. I know Copper's got the lines full trying to get if you call and get a busy signal, just try again. Copper's getting down all the mailing information from them that call in, but there's a line open right now, so if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. So, hey, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Have you checked it out yet? I hope you have. If you haven't, you need to. They got two locations. You hear them advertised on the show. Just Love Coffee Cafe's got two locations in our listening area right now. One on Hughes Road in Madison. I've been to that one. And the other one is also on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I've been to that one too. Both of them are cool. Both of them are uniquely different in their menu, and their coffee is awesome. I'm just telling you, you got to check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. They've got, okay, here's what I wish I had for dinner right now. The Jive Turkey Wrap. I'm looking at their menu. 4:42 p.m. You may be thinking, what am I getting to eat on the way home? You might want to stop by and grab a Jive Turkey Wrap, which is a flour tortilla, turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, spinach, creamy pepper, jelly spread, served with chips and a pickle spear. Good gosh, I kill myself when I do that every single time. But they've got a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu aside from all the great gourmet coffees like macchiatos and cappuccinos and lattes and espressos and their award-winning roasted beans. So listen, check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right, listen, I'm going to grab another phone call. Copper, if you got a chance, can you get me over to line four, Shelby in Muscle Shoals? Can you do that one? Shelby in Muscle Shoals, Phil Williams on right side. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. You a right side ruffian?
I am a right side ruffian.
Outstanding. Well, how's life over in the Shoals right now?
It's been cold all day.
Yeah.
But we're listening to you over here.
Well, we appreciate it. Y'all are what part of makes the show successful. So we appreciate y'all in Muscle Shoals. And anyway, you stay on the line, Shelby, and Copper's going to get all your contact info and get you one of our shirts, all right?
I appreciate it, partner.
We appreciate you, too. All right, folks, listen, we've got a full load right now. The lines are still ringing. If you want to go ahead and call in, you are welcome to it. 866-494-9866. What we're doing right now is we're celebrating. If you hadn't heard, you can go to our website, rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, and you can find any number of the different means by which you can podcast the show. So what happens is every single day, Copper takes a segment of the show. She downloads them in segmented formats. Like if I just did that that episode with Arthur Orr, that'll be a section by itself. If I do my Right Side Way monologue, a section by itself. Today I did a whole section on what I called "What Are Y'all Doing to My Army?" And you know, and I put that up there as a section, or she does. And then so Copper works the in-house piece, and then Birdman does what I call the outhouse piece. Birdman then uploads it to podcast form so that everybody can grab it. Well, apparently it's catching on because we just hit the mark. We've been watching over the last week or so. And yeah, we hit over 20,000 downloads of the podcast. I don't know what a lot feels like. I'm sure there's folks out there with a lot more than that. Yeah, that's a lot to me, though, especially for a show who's only been around a few months. So we're celebrating today, and we are literally out there right now gathering up folks who want to call in and tell us they're Right Side Ruffians, and we will give them a T-shirt. Copper, who's next on the list? You want to highlight one for me? Who do we got there? Lines are open. I'm looking at Copper. Grab me Steve in Athens. Hey, Steve. Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, my brother. Fantastic. You got a Right Side Ruffian here.
I'm glad to hear it. I can tell by the tone in your voice. You sound like you're ready to get something busy.
Yes, sir. Well, glad you're serving the country, brother.
Well, thank you, Steve. Appreciate y'all over in Athens. We got a whole bunch of y'all over there. Hey, listen, you stay on the line, Steve. Yeah. Copper's going to get all your mailing information, and we'll get you one of our T-shirts, and we thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you.
Actually, absolutely. All right, Copper, I'll take one more before we hit the break. Is that Steve from Madison on line three? Yeah, let me do that. Steve from Madison. Hey, Steve, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
All right, Phil. You know, I got to tell you, I've been a Right Side Ruffian before with a thing.
Well, Right Side Ruffian is an attitude, isn't it?
It really is.
Well, I appreciate you, and I think we got a whole bunch of folks out there in Madison, but Steve, thank you for being a part of the show, and we appreciate you.
Thank you for all that you do. It's awesome.
Well, thank you, sir. Hey, man, stay on the line. Copper's going to get all your mailing information, and we'll get you a shirt, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break while you gather up the last of those mailers informations. Folks, I love doing what I do. If you'd asked me a year ago, hey, Phil, you think you'll ever have a radio show? I'd have laughed. But here we are, and Right Side Radio is a thing, and it's because of y'all. I do not take that for granted. I do not. I've had a chance to serve in a variety of capacities, state, community, nation, whatever. And I'm just telling you, I'm having a kick doing this, and it's because of y'all. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back with the best audience in the world, a bunch of Right Side Ruffians. .95 FM WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, I got two more calls. I got time for two, and there's two on the line right now, so let me just jump on them right now. I'll take Frank from Owens Crossroads. Hey, Frank, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, sir. I just going to tell you, I think y'all do a fantastic job, and I'm a diehard Right Side Ruffian.
Frank, thank you much, man. That makes several of y'all have called from Owens Crossroads here lately, and we appreciate it. We got a great community out there. Frank, you hang on the line. Copper's going to get your mailing information, and we will get that shirt out to you. All right, bud?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. And, Copper, while you're getting Frank's info, go ahead and patch me through to line three, Martin from Lake Town. Hey, Martin, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Doing well, sir. How about yourself?
I am good.
Hey, man, I just wanted to let you know that we appreciate the message you're sending out there, buddy. Doing it right every day.
Well, I appreciate that.
Keep on being a Right Side Ruffian.
Well, you are indeed. You sound like you're a right side ruffian. So, Martin, thank you much for that. And you hang on the line. Copper's going to get your mailing information, and we'll get a shirt out to you, bud. All right.
All right, sir. You have a blessed day.
Yes, sir. You too. Oh man, I got the best audience in the world. I mean, there may be some shows that are like national or something. Who knows? They don't have audiences like mine. They just don't. I'm sad for them. But well, listen, folks. It's several things. Number one, on a news note, your legislature is going into session tomorrow. So let me just wrap up the show by saying, if you haven't seen it, 1819news.com, that's 1819news.com, it's one of your newest sources. They are affiliated with the Alabama Policy Institute like I am. 1819news.com has it up online where you can go and see the new conservative platform that API, which is one of these state's longest-running conservative advocacy groups and think tanks, API has just released its conservative platform for Alabama. Basically what it is, it's like a checklist of things that we hope that legislators would actually do. Like if you're down there in Montgomery and a bill comes up that cuts taxes like what we talked about with Senator Arthur Orr, that you would support it. If a bill comes up that supports things like school choice, that you would support it, that you would promote the ideas of fiscal accountability and transparency in government and all those things. Anyway, it's all on there. I would encourage you to check it out. You can go to 1819news.com and you'll find a link, a storyline that says API releases conservative platform for Alabama. And check that out because I think it's one of those things that's so worth seeing. So you'll know when you talk to your legislator, which you can, by the way. Those guys and ladies are so accessible. You have no idea. I was a state senator for 8 years. And literally, I mean, I just gave folks my cell phone. They just called me. Sometimes they called to chew me out, you know. Sometimes I took it, sometimes I didn't. But I'll be honest with you, I wanted to make sure I was accessible. I had emails constantly. I have a secretary down there like they do now. All that say, you can reach your legislator. And this checklist, this conservative platform, if you will, may help fuel that conversation and say, hey, listen, respectfully, I'm just looking at this and going, are you guys going to cut our taxes this year? I mean, what are you going to do about that? So there's that. And then on a much lighter note, tonight's the game. All right. I'm an Auburn fan, but I am looking for tonight's game to go well for Alabama. I don't know what y'all think about it. I think Georgia shocked Alabama last time. I don't think Alabama's going to let them get away with it this time. So tonight is the game. I think it kicks off, if I'm not mistaken. It's 7 Central, 8 Eastern. I could be wrong on the hour, but nonetheless, it's this evening. So Alabama Crimson Tide playing for the national championship again. As an Auburn fan, that's all I can say is again. Playing tonight against Georgia. What an epic lineup, though. I mean, talk about a rivalry. I know some of you you Bammers out there are literally going to say, ain't no way it ever rivals the Iron Bowl or the Tennessee game. But it's getting there, isn't it? I mean, when you have to play them twice in one season, and then you're going, like, to the national championship, playing them again, oh, by the way, and again, I'm just saying, I'm no sportscaster, but I'm seeing this one as, like, the brewing of the epic rivalry here. The adjacent states, the two state universities are just getting at it. Well, y'all enjoy that game tonight, all right? We'll be back here tomorrow. We got plenty to talk about. I have a feeling the news is going to continue to unfold whether the game takes place or not. So I'm looking at tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow we'll have something on what the Supreme Court is going to do about all these Biden vaccine mandates and whether we can keep them at bay for a while. I'm just telling you right now, folks, you take heart. There are more of us than there are of them. You know what I'm saying? There are more of us right side ruffian types out there than there are of them liberal types. Don't let anybody tell you different. They may get noisy and they may right now have the Congress, but they're not going to keep it long. And we got to keep things in sight at all times. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your powder dry. Keep things moving in the right direction because our day is coming because there are more of us than there are of them. That's a wrap for today's show. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I are back here tomorrow, 2 to 5 p.m. Y'all have a great night. Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.